Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to the Anchor Podcast. I'm Sammy Kincaid, and he's Wesley Tate, and we are so excited to get this podcast back up and going for Vanderbilt for Believe Network. And Wes, we're going to talk a lot of Vanderbilt athletics, right? But I mean, I think there's some introductions that are due first, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Long history between Sammy and I, so looking forward to diving into that. But yeah, excited to kind of get this thing rolling.
Yeah, and if you're a Vanderbilt fan listening to this, you probably already know who Wesley is. So I'm going to start first. I'm Sammy Kincaid. I'm from the Nashville area. So really excited to be covering Vanderbilt athletics for Believe. And from Mount Juliet, to be a little bit more specific, and ended up going to that school down the road. We won't mention it too much, but I did go to that orange school, and very proud alumni. But I do work a lot of Vanderbilt athletics, and so I do like to talk a lot of Vanderbilt athletics as well. But I went to school down 40 East, and then after that, I worked for the University of Tennessee for a couple years in the video department when the SEC Network started up, and then I went on the road with SEC Nation, and I said, you know what? I think I want to be based out of one city, and I got into local TV, Wesley, and I think that was probably one of the worst things I ever did. You can be in local sports whenever you're in local TV, but say that there is a big breaking news story, you're no longer a sports reporter. You're now a news reporter, and that was a tough one. I got sent to a homicide, and I said, I'm out of here. I'm out. And so then I ended up working for the University of Central Florida down in Orlando as the senior producer for the video department, and absolutely loved it. I love working for a team, getting to tell those off-the-field stories, but also those off-the-field stories that translate to whatever's going on the field or whatever the respective playing surfaces. And then eventually made my way back to Nashville, which is when I started covering Vanderbilt. And I work basically every Vandy home game, which is a lot of fun working with that crew there. But yeah, now I have a little girl. So for personal life, I have a little girl. She turned 2 back in April. So she is really what my world revolves around. It's either her or sports, really. But it's a lot of fun, keeps me on my toes. And I mentioned, though, made my way back to Nashville again from here, which is how Wesley and I know each other. He was my very first friend in high school. I transferred. I don't know if you like knew that, but I transferred for high school, and I came in my first day for cheer practice, and little old me lost. And thank goodness Wesley Tate was there to open up a door so I could get into the building, and he became my first friend in high school.
Wow. Seems like it wasn't that long ago, but it really was a while ago. So I'm happy we were able to kind of reconnect and, you know, talk sports, and I'm glad I was able to be your first friend. So after all these years, we come back together and hosting a podcast, and never thought I'd be hosting a podcast with a UT person talking about Vanderbilt football, Vanderbilt sports, but you know, I'm looking forward to doing this with you. So, yeah. But yeah, I guess I can kind of do a little introduction about myself. So I'm Wesley Tate. I'm a Nashville native, born and raised. Been around Vanderbilt football for a really long time. I have an older brother that went through the recruiting process. Obviously, he had a pretty successful career, if you kind of know who he is. But I've been around Vanderbilt football since probably 2004, 2005. So, you know, and luckily, a few years later, I got the opportunity to continue playing football at the collegiate level at Vanderbilt. So A lot of ups and downs, but I do have a lot of love for Vanderbilt. Obviously, I'm alum, and you know, I still like to kind of stay in touch and kind of know what's going on. So this would be a great opportunity for me to kind of stay in tune and also be able to kind of talk all the great things that's going on at Vanderbilt, right? It's exciting times in Nashville. I currently reside in San Diego, but I'm back in Nashville pretty often. But I kind of keep up with what's going on there because, like I mentioned, there's a lot of exciting things going on. Sports is changing a lot. The city of Nashville is the best, Nashville's the best city in the SEC, bar none. You can't argue with that. Obviously football season's upon us, as well as a lot of new stuff for athletics, right? We got the new facilities coming together. I see the updates, and then you can kind of see it'll be, especially the football side, will be finished next year. And then new sports, right? We got women's volleyball. We got, just so much to be excited about in terms of Vanderbilt sports. And, you know, obviously we're going to be heavily focused on football, but we'll also be talking about other things. But outside of my connection to Vanderbilt, currently I've always been in sales and business. So I've been in some type of, I was in software. Now I'm in renewable energies and solar, been involved in different types of businesses. But, it's kind of what my life is. It's, gym, working out, hanging out with friends and family, but no family of my own yet. But we'll see what the future may hold. But just looking forward.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Kind of getting this thing going and providing all the updates as much as we possibly can, and go from there. So
yeah, we plan on giving y'all a few updates every single week, so really excited. Again, we'll talk a lot of football because football is what a lot of people care about. Yeah. But people do care about all the other sports too, because they are very important, and that's one thing I think Candace Storyly has really, really pushed, the significance and importance of all those other sports too, and the role that they play in Vanderbilt athletics. And it's just insane being around campus and seeing just the growth that's happened in such a short amount of time. I remember them taking down that side of the stadium next to where the parking garage is, because that's where we park whenever we work games, and seeing it now versus when they first knocked it down, it is just insane how much ground they've covered in such a short amount of time. I think it's really what Vandy needed.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. And I think we talk a lot about, being behind sports, but it's one thing to say, but actually to put the action behind it. Candace Lee has done a tremendous job, and she's been a part of, at Vanderbilt for a long time as a student athlete and as the assistant athletic director and now director. So, I'm just elated to kind of see what she's done and kind of steer the ship in the right way in terms of getting the school behind athletics, in terms of just building the proper facilities, because that's part of it, right? I mean, especially in this world that we're living in now, athletics is, it was already hard to recruit already enough. Now you got the other things, NIL, but, you know, for us to kind of put the action to, you know, to actually make, you know, have our facilities and have all the tools that we need to be successful. It's exciting times for sure.
Yeah, we won't dive all the way into it in this episode because we're just really giving an introduction in this one of who we are. But you just mentioned NIL, and I feel like Vanderbilt just is given something on a silver platter. Whenever you're in Nashville, there's so much opportunity for NIL deals, and I definitely want to hear your take on that eventually. We don't have to dive into it today, but we'll I just think that they really – they are in the best spot possible out of any SEC school. You're here in Nashville. Mm-hmm. But such an opportunity. Yeah. But right now, SEC Media Days is going on. They're actually, while we're recording this, they actually are on the stage at the podium right now talking. So we'll dive into all of that a little bit later after they finish talking. But you have Clark Lee in his fourth season as the head coach, as well as CJ Taylor, Gunnar Hansen, Lanston Patterson, also talking for Vanderbilt. So we'll recap everything they say, what any other team say about Vanderbilt during SEC Media Days, but we'll wait till they get done talking. We'll gather some thoughts and be sure that you're subscribed so that you know whenever we do drop another episode of the Anchor Podcast. And we really appreciate you listening. Wes, you got any final words?
Yeah, like and subscribe. And, you know, we'll try to make these episodes just as quick and concise because we know you all have jobs and lives and things like that. So try to keep it 20 minutes, but we may expand a little bit longer. But, yeah, looking forward to doing this. And, yeah, like and subscribe. So,
you know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.